the big news today that what we're going to lead off with here is actually the ATF going ballistic on Americans and announcing this ban on arm braces, or what's called the stabilizing braces, on pistols, AR-15 pistols and AK pistols typically. Now, even if you don't own one of these, you need to hear this, because this is another example of a rogue ATF, another federal agency out of control, essentially writing law, making up new laws. They have just outlawed, with this rule they published on Friday afternoon, they have turned probably tens of millions of Americans into felons, at least several million. But there are believed to be anywhere from 10 to 40 million of these arm braces out there across the country, including a couple that I have as well. And of course, we all bought these things legally. You know, I bought them legally. I've got some AR-15 pistols with arm braces on them. Bought them legally. The ATF had previously issued multiple decisions about these arm braces being completely legal, that they did not convert your firearm into a short-barreled rifle. This was the ATF position and opinion over and over and over again across many years. And then suddenly now, they say that if you own one of these devices, you're going to be a criminal felon facing up to 10 years in prison, or I believe $250,000 fine, unless you register these arm braces with the ATF. So you got to give them, you know, everything, name, address, serial number, fingerprints, the whole deal, register. Or you also have the option of destroying the rifle or handing it in to the ATF. And there are two other options I'll mention here shortly as well. But basically, they have written their own new rogue law, and they are giving gun owners across America 120 days to comply with this. So you've got 120 days, apparently, to register your arm braces, or I mean the firearms with the arm brace, with the ATF, or you may be arrested and charged with a felony crime, even though you bought it legally. So again, this is the ATF making something illegal now that was legal 6 months ago and 6 years ago, for that matter. So this is a war on America, and the timing of this is not a coincidence. The timing is designed to try to disarm Americans right before the big collapse comes, that is the financial reset, when the government will declare probably a state of martial law, and they will attempt to go door to door, confiscating weapons from the American people, at least in some cities. And they need to know where to go, who's got these things, right? So they don't have a full database of everybody's firearms. So they want you to tell them where you are. And that's why they issued this rule. If you have one of these arm braces and you register, boom, they now know where you are. They know to come to your house and demand the stuff that you just registered. If you register this stuff with the ATF, trust me, they will come take it at gunpoint in the next few years. Maybe in the next year. Who knows? Depends on how crazy things get. Now, with all of this, you know I'm meticulous about following gun laws. I'm not the kind of guy that says that you should, you know, ignore the laws or anything like that. In fact, I pride myself, everything that I own has been and continues to be fully legal. And I don't own any illegal stuff. You know, I don't have full auto triggers and illegal suppressors and I don't know, whatever else. Everything I have is legal. But now they're trying to make it illegal. So what do we do? What do you do? What do I do? And what does this mean for dealing with these rogue agencies? So before you panic and freak out about this, let me give you a couple of pieces of information. Number one, the best expert on this that I know, who I've interviewed, is an attorney named William Kirk, and he's with WashingtonGunLaw.com, and he's got a YouTube channel, and he's talked about this. So number one, check out his videos, and go to his website if you want, WashingtonGunLaw.com. He represents clients across the country, but he's based in Washington, and he will tell you, as I am telling you, that this is not the day to panic about this, that he and I and most of us who are watching this, we're going to wait about maybe 60 days to see if the lawsuits are successful in stopping this rogue overreach by the ATF. And there are multiple groups that are about to file lawsuits, perhaps beginning today. And one group that I want to ask you to support in particular is called Gun Owners of America. And their website is gunowners.org, or just known as the GOA. The GOA, I think, is just in my opinion, I think it's the best national group out there. Much more effective, in my opinion, than the NRA. So the GOA, they've got attorneys. They're going to file a lawsuit. There's a Second Amendment Foundation and some other groups as well that are going to work on this. The GOA has put out a press release condemning this ATF rule to criminalize these arm braces. And so Eric Pratt, who's the senior vice president of the GOA, said, quote, "This administration continues to find new ways to attack gun owners, and this time their target is brace-equipped firearms that allow persons with disabilities to safely and effectively use pistols. We will continue to work with our industry partners to amplify the disapproving voices in the firearms industry, and the Gun Owners Foundation and our sister legal arm will be filing suit in the near future." So yes, there are going to be major lawsuits filed, and if the courts rule on this in a way that's consistent with the Bruin case from the Supreme Court and also the recent overturning of the bump stock ban by, I believe, the Fifth Circuit Court, then the ATF will be smacked down, and this whole thing will be suspended. However, if it is not, then you have 120 days from now to prepare to, modify or destroy, turn in, or register your firearm in order to comply with the ATF. So I want to talk about that for a minute. What are some of the things that you can do if you have an AR-15 with an arm brace? Now, again, even if you don't own one of these, you might know somebody who does, and they've only got 4 months to comply. And by the way, this is a trend that the federal agencies are going to pursue over and over again. They're going to just declare 5 or 10 million Americans to be criminal felons. And then for those who aren't paying attention, you know, 3 or 4 months passes, and then, you know, one day a knock on the door, knock, knock, knock. Oh, surprise, you're a felon. You're going to prison for 10 years. And they're like, what? What are you talking about? Oh, you didn't hear. Oh, yeah, that thing that you bought before, it's now illegal. You're a felon. Yeah. Come with us. So let me tell you quickly what I'm going to do with my AR-15 pistols with arm braces. I'm going to swap out the barrel and the handguard, and I'm going to put a full-length barrel, 16-inch barrel with a handguard on it, so that it becomes, well, it becomes an AR-15 rifle with an arm brace, which might seem kind of odd. And at that point, I might just replace the arm brace with a buttstock, a regular, like, Magpul buttstock, and then you just have a regular AR-15 rifle. No registration required to make those changes, but again, it's your responsibility to read the law, follow the law. Don't depend on me. I'm not a firearms attorney. But as I understand it, this is what I'm going to do. I'm going to put 16-inch barrels on these firearms so that they're no longer considered by the ATF to be short-barreled rifles. That's what I'm going to do. The other thing they say you can do is remove the arm braces and destroy them. And it's not clear how you're supposed to do that. Are you supposed to have a metal smelting operation in your backyard? You know, will the fire marshal be okay with that? What are you doing? I'm melting steel. But it's not clear to me how you're supposed to destroy this thing. And besides, I don't want to destroy hardware. So I'm just going to put a regular 16-inch barrel on it. Now, if you want to know how to get what's called a complete upper, which is how you would buy just the 16-inch barrel and the handguard and then swap that out on your rifle, so-called rifle, or former pistol / new rifle. The way to do that is to go to somebody like PalmettoStateArmory.com, also known as PSA, PalmettoStateArmory.com. And there you can buy AR-15 uppers, as they're called, for somewhere between $300 and $400. And by the way, some of them come with charging handles and bolt carrier groups, and some of them don't. So you may or may not need those because you should already have them. With your current setup, you probably don't need a new bolt carrier group or a BCG. So if you're looking at those listings on Palmetto State Armory, you can find the low price one, let's say a 16-inch barrel with a handguard, no charging handle, there's no CH, and no Bolt Carrier Group, and that should be somewhere in the range of the low 300s. Maybe on sale you can find them for $299, something like that. And those don't need any special permits. You don't need an FFL transfer. You can just have those shipped right to your house. And if anybody wonders, why are you buying these complete AR-15 uppers? Oh, well, in order to comply with the ATF, I have to swap this thing out on this former AR-15 pistol. So anyway, that's what I'm going to do in order to be compliant should this rule go ahead. Now, the other thing you need to know is that the primary manufacturer of these arm braces is a company known as SB Tactical. And their products are really great. I love SB Tactical. They're very innovative. They've done a lot of good stuff over the years. Well, just before this ATF new rule was announced, I would say sometime last week or maybe the week before, SB Tactical announced that they had been hacked. Their entire customer database has been stolen. Who do you think hacked them, by the way? You know, right before the ATF is trying to get a database of everybody to go raid a bunch of people and arrest a bunch of people, you know, for having firearms. Who do you think hacked SB Tactical? And if your answer is, I don't know, the CIA or the ATF or somebody like some federal agency, yes, your answer is correct. Maybe the NSA, whoever it is, they hacked SB Tactical. They got every customer name. They got the products that you ordered, if you bought from them. And of course, your shipping address, which for most people is their home address. So they know where you live, what you have, and how many you have. And they have your name, maybe your credit card, who knows what else. So that hack was announced by SB Tactical. They apologized for it. They put out the alert to everybody. And if you put two and two together on this, you realize that the ATF, i.e. this branch of the Biden regime, is preparing to wage a massive war against the American people through gun confiscation by, you know, declaring this one gun part to be illegal. Now, of course, if they get away with this, they can expand that. They can announce something else. Oh, you know, 6 months later, well, it turns out that, well, maybe the pistol grip. They say, well, that's illegal now. The pistol grip is a felon if you own that. And then all of a sudden, you know, there's 20 million Americans that are felons. And then they go to their houses and round all them up, throw them in FEMA camps. And then, you know, 6 months later, well, enhanced trigger groups are illegal. Or those drop-in triggers that are made by some of those innovative companies that have really nice triggers like 3-pound pull. And this is just theoretical, by the way. I'm not saying that this has happened. But theoretically, 6 months later, the ATF could say, well, if you have an enhanced trigger group, then you're a felon. And so on and so forth. Oh, if you have a red dot sight, you're a felon. If you have a, I don't know, if you have a gas block, an adjustable gas block, you're a felon. If you have a bolt carrier group, if you have an ambidextrous charging handle, yeah, you're a felon. They can just make it up because, of course, they are an uncontrolled, rogue administrative bureaucracy that is running an anti-gun, anti-Second Amendment agenda against the American people. And that's why this has to be stopped through the courts. And that's why, you know, thank God we have a Supreme Court right now that seems to be really strong on the Second Amendment. We've got to get the Supreme Court to stop this, if not district courts sooner, because Congress is the only body that should be allowed to legislate what kind of gun parts that you are allowed to own. Because make no mistake, again, if the ATF can do this, then they can announce that any pistol magazine over 10 rounds is illegal. And then suddenly you're a felon if you have, a 21-round magazine or whatever you have. 17-round magazine, suddenly you're a felon. Or glow-in-the-dark sights for your pistol. Maybe that's a felony crime. Now, glow-in-the-dark sights, because can't have anybody shooting at night. So there's nothing they can't outlaw by edict without even Congress passing a law. Now, there's another solution to consider in all of this, but it does require you purchasing another firearm. But it comes down to the really high-end folding stock AR-15 rifles. Now, there's a company called ShieldArms.com, and Shield Arms has occasionally been a sponsor of ours, and I do have, I've got a couple of their rifles, and the folding stock is outstanding. They have a patented receiver. with a folding mechanism that is vastly superior to anything else I've ever seen. And the result is that it, you know, obviously it makes it shorter to transport, right? Because the stock folds in. And although they don't recommend that you do this, I have done it. I've been able to fire one round with it folded and then unfold it and then cycle the charging handle and then continue with additional rounds. But they don't want you to fire it folded, but I did that just to see if it would work. Can't say it'll always work, but I did that. Anyway, if you go to shieldarms.com, search for their folding AR-15 rifle. And I believe they still have this code active. If you use code RANGER, you'll get, is it $50 or $100 off that rifle? It might be $100 off. I don't know. Try it. Try code RANGER. And this, you know, it's a perfectly legal rifle, even under the new rules. So it's got a 16-inch barrel and, you know, it's got, I think, a 13.5-inch handguard and whatever else. You can check out all the description there. And I think they've got them in 5.56 and also 300 blackout. The point is that with the folding buttstock, it's a lot more portable if you need to have it in your vehicle for self-defense purposes. And vehicle carry was one of the primary reasons why people had AR-15 pistols with arm braces, because it made a really nice compact unit that you could have, for example, sitting beside you on the passenger seat. If you're the driver, you could have a, you know, real compact AR-15 pistol on the passenger seat hidden under some clothes or something in case, you know, the zombies attack and you need self-defense or you need to assist law enforcement because we're being attacked by the communist Chinese invading America, whatever, you know, Red Dawn. You know, the AR-15 pistol was a really nice way to carry something in your vehicle. But in 120 days, if the ATF pushes this rule, and if the lawsuits don't stop them, then obviously you're not going to be able to carry that thing around. You get arrested and go to prison for 10 years, which, frankly, I'm not going to do that. So I'll just carry a folding stock AR-15 rifle. And by the way, check your local laws, because in every state, you can't do that, or even in certain cities and certain places. So I always say, keep it legal. Make sure you know your legal rights. But I live in rural Texas, and do I drive around armed? Oh, you bet I do. I got a pistol on my hip. I got a rifle in the vehicle, and I'm ready to get the heck out or pitch in and help if something's going on where law enforcement needs some assistance, because you don't even know how crazy the world is these days. So anyway, that's my take on it, but I'm not your attorney. So you do your own research and you keep it legal where you are, and you decide what's appropriate for you and your level of training and the attitude of your local law enforcement, you know, your local sheriffs, your county people, your city people, whatever. If you're in a big blue city, probably do not carry around in your vehicle an AR-15 rifle, you know, but it's your call. Anyway, once again, that company is shieldarms.com, and use discount code RANGER. Now, the other thing is, please consider donating to gunowners.org. Again, that's the GOA, Gun Owners of America. Again, it's an outstanding group. I will probably reach out to Eric Pratt to see if he wants to come on and do an interview with us about this, but trust me, Gun Owners of America is the real deal, and they can use your financial support. I'm going to be making a donation because I believe in the Second Amendment. And as much as I, of course, always keep everything legal myself, we can't let them march over us with these unconstitutional, illegal regulatory decisions that are just blatantly in violation of the Second Amendment. I mean, just blatant violation. So donate to the GOA. Help us in this effort, and maybe we can defeat the ATF and keep our AR-15 pistols with our arm braces. And finally, if you want more advice on firearms and how to organize your magazines and which firearms might be the best for you, I do have quite a few videos at prepwithmike.com on a whole bunch of preparedness and survival type of how-to videos there. Prepwithmike.com. You'll find those videos. A global reset is coming. And that's why I've recorded a new 9-hour audiobook. It's called The Global Reset Survival Guide. You can download it for free by subscribing to the naturalnews.com email newsletter, which is also free. I'll describe how the monetary system fails. I also cover emergency medicine and first aid and what to buy to help you avoid infections. So download this guide. It's free. It's my gift to you simply because I want like-minded people to survive.